Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. God bless.
He's had that the Lord would just give him an appetite to eat. Also, my nephew Alfred Owens has a bad disc problem, and he's in excruciating pain.
Otis Owens is your brother-in-law, and who was the first one I didn't get? I was writing so fast. Amen. The first brother-in-law, Otis Owens.
Line unmuted.
That was before you that had a kidney problem, if I'm not mistaken.
Morris Forte, a member of our church, he had a kidney transplant, and he's in the hospital, but I'm not sure what's going on with that. So I'm asking prayer for him, and I'm asking prayer for my nephew, oldest son. He has a bad disc problem. He's in excruciating pain.
What's his name?
Same as Alfred. Dad? Alfred Owens.
Okay. All right. I got those names now. Thank you so very much, and we will pray for them. And God bless you as well for remembering them in prayer this morning. Amen. Is it anyone else for prayer this morning? I think we're going to take everybody so we can probably go off in prayer for the amount of prayer requests that we have. Anyone else this morning?
Dr. Stern, this is Prophetess Smith. I would like to encourage us to continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and also that we begin to just use our spiritual eyes and our spiritual insights and touch with God, that we become missiles and snipers in the Holy Ghost. That God is beginning to reveal to us the things that happen all over the world, that we begin to pray on first fruit. And I just want to pray for the families in Santa Barbara who lost their children in that tragedy on yesterday. God bless you.
Amen. I know that's right, Prophetess Diff. I taught this Sunday morning, took Sunday's time to teach my people that it's time for us to be seers in the body of Christ. We know we are discerners, supposed to be, but it's time to have spiritual antennas that go all over the globe of the world. But you have to be in a place of God in order to be able for God to use you to raise up a standard and a banner. But that needs to be done, the saints of God. Some of this stuff should not happen. Amen, because the saints of God is not travailing as they should in prayer. But I'm not here to teach that this morning. I'm just agreeing with you this morning, Prophetess Stiff. Amen, that we are supposed to be on our post at all times, and we should go from level to level. And there's a lot of stuff that's happening that shouldn't happen if the saints was travailing. God bless you all is my prayer. We have prayer requests this morning, and we thank God that that is a privilege that he has given us to pray and bombard heaven. We first want to go and intercede for our leader. We know that Dr. Johnson is on an assignment even now as we speak, and we know that he's going to, amen, handle that assignment well. But we, the First Fruit Prayer Line family, we are family now, and a family that prays together stays together. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if we're staying together, we're going to pray together. Amen. So we're going to cover, amen, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, amen, Mother Adlee Johnson this morning. I hear some things in the spirit, amen, that I don't feel I'm at liberty to say over the First Fruit Prayer Line, but I'm just going to take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, thank you, Jesus, this morning. Lord, we honor you this morning. We come before your presence with thanksgiving. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and every day, Lord God, I lift up, amen, the 51st song to you before I do anything. Oh, God, purge me with hyssop and wash me, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Every day I need washing. Every day I need purging. Every day I ask you to these cares, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come. Every day I'm up under the banner of the 91st song, oh God. That is my prayer day in and day out. Oh God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh God, I thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. There is no excuse, oh God, for loving you. So God, we love on you this morning. We honor you this morning. We give you the glory. Oh God, this is Tuesday, May the 27th. And oh God, you will get Tuesday, May the 27th praise all day long. And God, I don't know while I was up all night, but I know you commissioned me to travail all night long, oh God. And many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. I stand on your word and stand on the promise of Jesus. And God, I stand on Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise against thee, we shall condemn it in the judgment. We know that your word is true and righteous altogether. And now, God, we place before you this morning, oh, God, Dr. Bernard Johnson, oh, God, we put him in your hands, and we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against you, Satan, by the power and the authority that's invested in us. Oh, God, and we say to you, devil, you're a liar, and the blood of Jesus against you. God, we lift up Dr. Johnson this morning. We come, oh God, and we pray, oh God, that the banner that you placed upon him, oh God, get higher and higher, that the enemy can't touch him. Oh God, we put prayer around him, oh God, the shield of protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as he go on the assignments, oh God. We are going in with him, oh God, with our armor on, oh God. And we're going in, oh God, as armor bearers, oh God, that is lifting them up, oh God. And, oh God, we know that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Then say that the weapons wouldn't be formed, but God, they would not, oh God, come against a man of God. And we lift them up, oh God. Let him do all that he got to do, oh God. What you put in his hands and in his spirit to do, let him do it, oh God, in an excellent spirit. And great, oh God, is his reward. We pray in the name of Jesus. We touch his feet in the spirit, the feet of the gospel that is shod for the perspiration of the gospel. Oh God, we pray for him this morning. We pray for his voice. We pray for, oh God, for his senses in the spirit, oh God, that he will be able to hear the siren of the heavenly voice of God when he speak the word of God, when he pray for those, oh God. Oh God, he don't know what it is, but God, he always pray just what the Spirit tell him to pray for. And we thank you for him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch Lady Betty this morning. Bless her this morning. Keep her encouraged, oh God, as she go in and out as a prayer warrior, lifting up others, oh God, and doing up things for others that nobody see but you, oh God. But you say what you do in secret, you're going to reward them openly. And God, we lift up this man of God. I humble myself, oh God, to lift up Bishop Ronald Andrews, oh God. Oh God, I know that he is a mighty man of God. I know that in the spirit, we're not knowing him in the natural. Oh God, we lift him up for whatever he's going through, oh God. We know that you're able to keep him, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the man of God. But oh God, bless him this morning and lift him up, oh God. Let prayer catch on to his spirit and let him know, oh God, that we are doing, oh God, a work, oh God, over here at First Fruit Prayer Line. Oh God, we're praying for those that are going through, oh God. Oh God, lift him up this morning and bear his infirmities. We come, oh God, because the word of God say, let the strong and bear the infirmities of the weak, oh God. And oh God, every day we need you, and every hour we need you, and we lift them up, God, and we pray right now that you touch Lady Betty. Oh, God, the word of God say, let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid, and we impart this prayer over every troubled mind, over the spirits, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning we lift up Mother Adelie Johnson. We lift her up in the spirit this morning. We pray, oh, God, that you bless her going out and bless her going in. We anoint her in the spirit of God. We crown her, oh, God, with the anointing of the glad joy of all over her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we rebuke you over Mother Johnson this morning, because, oh, God, we need her, oh, Lord, and we love her, oh, God, and we lift her up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the enemy, and we come, oh, God, and stop his assignment. Oh, what the enemy has for Mother Johnson, he cannot do it. Oh, God, because no weapon formed against her shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against the Lord, you say we're going to condemn it in the judgment. And, Lord God, we condemn it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, touch the Lord. Lift up her spirits, Lord God. If she tired, lift her up, Lord. And if she tired, Lord, let her rest. It's all right to rest, Mother Johnson. Hallelujah. We know, oh, God, that there are many miles on her spirit, Lord God, and we want her to be rested. And that's why you say raise up, oh, God. Oh, Lord, call on the cunning women. Raise up another standard of people, oh, God, that can travail in the name of Jesus. She'll just a spiritual midwife, Lord God, and she's birthed out many daughters and sons, and it's time for us to catch the baton, oh, God, and pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for Mother Adelie Johnson, and we bless her this morning with prayers of thanksgiving and prayers of encouragement. And Barnabas are people that encourage others and lift them up in the name of Jesus, and not ashamed to let them know that God has got your back in the name of Jesus. He's got armor bearers all around that will carry the cloak when the enemy come in, because they're seers. They got their antennas up and they can see, oh God, from the north, south, east, and west. And they'll just keep a house, but God would allow them to see what to pray for. Thank you this morning, Lord God, for the Johnson family. Oh, God, amazing grace this morning. Thank you. Amazing grace, Dr. Johnson's, oh, God, that's his ministry that you gave him to watch over the sheep, oh, God, this morning. Bless them, Lord God, and strengthen them and encourage them and let them know, oh, God, that that's a great house. I read in the Bible that it was a great house, and wherever a great house is, the Spirit of the Lord will shine in it and make his boast in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, this morning, remember Sister Lucille. Touch Sister Lucille this morning. Oh, God, lift up her spirits, Lord God. Sometimes when we're going through bereavement, the enemy like to keep that spirit on us. But, oh, God, lift her up, Lord God. Bless her family. Bless her children. Oh, God, she's got work to do, and I often say I cannot work for the Lord, laying down in the bed sick, that's why the Lord say, rise up and walk, oh, God, this morning, let the saints rise up and walk, remember Sister Peterson, bless her this morning, oh, God, the cares of the other people and the layers in her body, on her family, Lord God, remember
remember
her sisters. Oh, God, remember her sisters this morning. Remember, oh, God, I believe it's a niece, Betty. Touch Betty this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we place a prayer on her. And I know prayer will circle everything in. Oh, God, remember her son this morning, Craig. We call Craig by name. We call him back to the place of God in the name of Jesus. I just oh, God, train up a child in the way they do. And when they fall, got to come back because the word of God said the seed.
Yeah.